The Pekin and Hollis school districts are proudly touting Central Illinois' first electric school buses. Tim Shelley reports.
The two new buses were purchased using funds from the $8.6 million Edwards Power Plant settlement. Chad Jones is superintendent of Hollis Consolidated School District 328.
Replacing our diesel bus with the electric bus will benefit our kids with respiratory issues such as asthma and will reduce school absences.
Tucker Kennedy is the director of communications for Ameren, Illinois, which worked to install the bus charging stations.
We see this project and we see what we're doing in these school districts and the opportunities that we have as a real important step in the transportation electrification, because that's really where a lot of these emissions come from.
The buses are vehicle to grid, meaning they can not only recharge, but also transfer power to the grid. Gregory Polan is CEO of Nuvve Corporation, which developed this technology.
This type of equipment is complex because you're not just taking energy from the grid, you're pushing it back to the grid as well. This is the first time in the U.S. that a bus is providing potential energy back to the grid in order to provide grid services.
That means the bus batteries store energy when the power grid doesn't have an immediate need. The stored energy can then be sold back to the grid by the school districts when it's in demand. That provides a new revenue source. Chad Jones says that money will help make up for the $65,000 in tax revenue they'll lose when the Edwards Power Plant closes next year. I'm Tim Shelley.